Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, and we're here talking today to Kevin Bennett of Anchorage Community Theater, Jason Marvel, and Jake Libby, and Antika Libby of Valley Performing Arts.
And they're here to talk about a couple of plays. One is opening tonight at VPA. It's called Dial M for Murder. And Kevin Bennett, you're here talking about a play that's running, and it's Alice in Wonderland. Would you tell us a little bit about the plays, and then we'll just talk about the vicissitudes of community theater. Start off, Kevin.
Oh, well, we're performing Alice in Wonderland up in the Mountain View Theater Project venue. This is our fourth production in the venue. It's an outreach for ACT. It's based on Lewis Carroll's classic story of Illogic. It's an adaptation by Michelle Vaca. It's wonderfully colorful characters. It's got a terribly complex message, and it's great for kids and adults. We're doing real well with it. The show runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 o'clock. And it's some of the best costumes I have seen so far in theater.
Well, you would imagine, yeah, Alice in Wonderland, yeah. You have to have all that Mad Hatter stuff and everything.
Lynn Murphy put them together along with another gal whose name I am going to pay for not remembering right at the moment. But really wonderful costumes and a great show.
I've heard some good things about it. People, families with kids love it.
They do. They too.
Yeah, and Dial M for Murder, this is the famous mystery. It was a movie, I think an Alfred Hitchcock movie. And this opens tonight. This is pretty exciting.
Yeah, everybody's pointing at me, so I guess I get to introduce the play. I don't know how much of a complex message it has. I think it's a kind of complex undercurrents throughout the performance. One thing's for sure, when you have, I think, how can I say it? Cast size is inversely proportional to memorization workload. The amount of memorization you got to do when you have just a few characters, and the kind of effort that we've put into this play has been tremendous, because there's a lot of dialogue and a lot of nuance. But as you know, it was originally by Frederick Knott, and then Hitchcock did it for TV, and it's since been adapted for the stage again, and that's what we're doing here. But I really think it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, Antika, you're married to Jake, the man who just spoke here. And what's it like being on stage with your husband?
It's interesting, as long as we're getting along. And other than that, it seems to, if we're not getting along, by the end of the night, we're getting along again. So it's been a lot of fun.
Theater can do that to people. And this is, you know, has a lot to do with the essence of community theater. I mean, you can't get more communal than, you know... husband and wife. And Jason Marvel, I know you because you're a teacher of at Palma High School now.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're in the show as well.
Mm-hmm.
And what part do you play?
I play Tony Windis. I'm Margot's husband, who is plotting to murder his wife for her money.
Okay.
So I get to play a nice evil role.
Well, I think that's too bad that you. It would be nicer if her husband was playing her husband.
I'm actually the love interest.
Oh, okay. Well, so, that's better.
Can you say typecast?
Yeah, that's even better. You have a better chance of having, like, you know, a more romantic relationship that way, I suppose. But and all these people here, and the thing you all have in common is with relationships is you live in the community where you're acting, and everybody from the community is in the plays you're in. Well, what's it like in VPA? I know you got a very kind of a professional, you got a beautiful house up there, and you're super dedicated, and you're just like real workaholics, and I mean, it's quite a... And also, I got to ask you, since it is Wasilla, of course, and you know what's coming, does Sarah Palin go to the theater a lot? Is she a theater person?
I know she has been to the theater.
She has been to the theater.
Last year, she came a couple of times. So.
And are you going to do the Life and Times of Sarah Palin, like a show?
That's on next year's season.
Like a musical or something like that? You can put that together soon? Like that? Maybe, Antika, you can play her.
Oh, she's too beautiful.
No, you're too beautiful.
Thanks.
Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Yeah. So, I mean, Kevin, like ACT, they've been around like 50 years, 54 years now?
55.
55 years? Yeah, tell us about ACT.
Years. Well, ACT, you know, it's it's hard to pick somebody who has spent any time in the performing arts who hasn't at one time or another passed through ACT's doors. 55 years is a long time to be in the performing arts and certainly to succeed. And, you know, there have been little bumps in the road along the ways. But we're kind of in the midst of a redefinition of our appearance and our objective. Our mission is to build community through theater. And we're actually making great strides in doing that, both with our outreach in Mountain View and in the way that we do business and the way that we're visible in the community. It's tough sometimes to find new actors and bring them in and move them up and create new directors and do those kinds of things. But I'm sure that you folks out in the Valley, you share the same type of concerns that we all share in community theater. It's identifying new talent and cultivating it and turning it into finished product.
And for those of you who are just joining us, you're listening to Stage Talk on KSKA, and we're talking about community theater here in Alaska. Jason Marvel, you are a big participant of the VPA community theater up there.
Oh, yes. Well, last year actually was my first performance. I was in The Hound of the Baskervilles, and I got into it because I went to Beauty and the Beast, and it seems like a really good community event, and I wanted to be a part of community theater, so I auditioned, and now I've got the itch. So,
yeah. It's bitten by the bug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and up there at the there's a lot of family. I mean, action with these in these plays here in community mm-hmm. theater. You have some illustrious theater families up there. And what is that like? I mean, you got like a whole family, and they just keep as the kids grow up, they just play more and more roles, and they go on to direct and everything.
It's actually kind of crazy how many kids are interrelated in our group. The director is obviously he's there with his wife, and she's running around handling little things while he's trying to monitor our rehearsals, and then their kids babysit our kids in the back. And Jason's daughter was there last night running around helping the stage manager with little things and moving stuff and returning props to the right locations. And I mean, it really is, it's a communal effort. Everybody gets involved, and it is long hours. Sometimes it's 4 or 5 hours in one night.
Well, I can add to this because I was one of the founding members of Anchorage Little Theater, which was a forerunner of Alaska Community Theater. My main claim to fame is that I did the props for the first off-Broadway production of South Pacific. It actually had run out at Kodiak in the Naval Base because of a man there who was then in the Navy who had worked on the Broadway show. And this, we're talking about Frank. Early 50s. And then he got mobbed out and he came to Anchorage. His name is Frank Brink and was very active in theater for many years. And because of his knowledge of the original Broadway cast, he was able to get permission to do the first off-Broadway show. And we ran for 2 weeks, can you believe it, in a town that size? And pretty well sold out.
And Frank Brink, isn't he the founder?
Of
ACT?
Yes, he mm-hmm. sure was. He was succeeded by Robert Pond, who spent more than 40 years.
A lovely
years.
Man who's still around, and he's still...
he is.
He's still around with the theater.
Oh, you bet.
He walks the earth, ladies and gentlemen.
You bet.
Believe it or not.
Yeah. Bob, instead of being wholly responsible for the entire organization these days, he now is pretty selective. And, the guy's got a lot of talent. He's got a lot of experience.
He knows
directing.
A lot about a lot of things.
Oh, he does. He does.
And up in VPA, who founded your organization, Valley Performing Arts? Do you know who that is?
The building, I'm pretty sure, was named after Fred and Linda McIntons.
The painter, the great artist.
But I'm not exactly sure if they founded VPA or if they were just responsible for ponying up most of the cash to build the nice building.
It reaches back into obscurity. It's like Hinduism. Nobody knows who – it has no founder.
Yeah,
I do know that Larry Botchin has been with VPA since its inception.
And eons.
Late 70s. So.
There was a very fine director whose name I can't remember who was there 20 years ago. I have a daughter who is
Grant Olson?
Yes, that's who I was thinking of. Grant Olson was one of the, I'm pretty sure he was one of the founders.
And he's still actively.
Mm-hmm. And a playwright, too.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
And a screenwriter as well.
Can I tell my favorite prop story, which should start some more?
Props to you.
On the during the run of South Pacific, I think it was opening night, there was a quick change where we had to bring a cocktail party on, complete with glasses and the stuff for the cocktail party. And there was one of us on each end of it. And the actor who had the solo song just before came out and tried to walk between us. And the sound from the audience, I understand, was pretty impressive.
Gasp.
And who was this actor? Is he still in Anchorage?
You know, I have no idea.
Okay. I mean, what with naming names, you might as well go all the way, right?
Fortunately for him.
stories. And that's a big thing with community stuff. I mean, you know, you have these, like, little war stories from plays, and you know each other, and it goes on, and you build over the years. That's what's so great about it. Now, let's get back to Sarah Palin now. She's a big participant, I'm told. She does a lot of roles out there up in Wasilla. So has it affected your theater at all, getting all this, like, worldwide attention, not at the focus, everybody, all eyes are on Wasilla? Has it changed your theater at all?
I don't think it's changed the theater. I know my wife and I go to the same church that she does, and there were reporters from everything from CNN to Al Jazeera camped outside the church for 3 weeks after McCain made his announcement. You know, and then you get the few people going by who are media starved, and so they have to do interviews.
And I believe John Harris, our producer, was actually on CNN or something like that from getting interviewed, and because he's so theatrical, they actually put him on it.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, thanks so much for everybody coming down, you guys driving all the way down from Wasilla to Anchorage to do this little interview. And Kevin, for you coming across town, telling us about Alice in Wonderland, and we have Dial M for Murder up in Wasilla. We really appreciate taking the time to telling us about your experiences in community theater. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marky.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. UAA Department of Theater and Dance presents As You Like It, Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. through October 26th at the UAA Main Stage Theater. For tickets, call UAA Box Office at 786-4849. That's 786-4849.
At Out North, Allison Warden will appear in two shows in one, Ode to the Polar Bear and as Aku Matu, a positive, uplifting Inupiaq rap artist. On Monday at 7 p.m. on October 20th, there will be a reduced admission for Elders and Youth Night. And then again on Thursday at 7 p.m., which is October 23rd. For tickets, go to outnorth.org or call 279-3800. That's 279-3800.
And also at Out North, a comedy by Lisa Crone about illness, wellness, and racial integration entitled Well. 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. This show runs through October 26th. For tickets, go to outnorth.org or call 279-3800.
Up in Eagle River, the Alaska Fine Arts Community Theater presents Who Poisoned His Meatball? An interactive murder mystery dinner theater, Friday and Saturday night, October 17th and 18th, and then next weekend, October 24th and 25th at the Bear Mountain Grill. Shows are at 7 p.m. and tickets are available online by going to www.akfineArts.org.
And Valley Performing Arts presents Dial M for Murder, Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2 p.m. Opening tonight, this show runs till November 9th at the Makatans Theater in Wasilla. For tickets, go to www.valleyperformingarts, that's all one word, valleyperformingarts.org, or call 373-0195, that's 373-0195.
And finally, the Anchorage Community Theater and the Mountain View Theater Project present Alice in Wonderland at the Mountain View Community Church. This play runs Thursdays through Saturdays at 7 p.m. through October the 25th. The Mountain View Community Church is located at 4301 Mountain View Drive, and this play is great fun for the whole family. For tickets and information, call 868-4913 or go to www.actalaska.org.
Well, that's it for this week's Stage Talk. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.